It sounds like a great idea. Give your brain a complete workout in just minutes a day. That sort of pitch has sold millions of computer games and programs to people trying to keep their brains sharp. But do these products really pump up mental capacity? NPR's John Hamilton reports on a huge study designed to find out.
The authors of the study are prominent researchers in the UK, people like Jessica Gran of the Medical Research Council's Cognition and Brain Sciences Unit. But Gran says the idea came from a BBC television program.
The BBC were interested to see if the claims made by commercial brain trainers that training your brain, you know, improves general cognitive function and gives you more brain power are true. So they actually approached us and said, would you help us develop, you know, a scientific way of testing this?
What they came up with was a brain training website open to pretty much anyone. More than 11,000 people between 18 and 60 signed up. All of them got standard tests like those used to measure memory and IQ. Then people were randomly assigned to one of three groups. The first would play games like those used in commercial brain training programs. A second would do brain exercises designed by the researchers, and a third would surf the web. Gran says people in the brain training groups had to spend 10 minutes three times a week doing things like pretending to be an airport security worker watching an X-ray scanner.
Bags are going in and coming out, but they're not going in and coming out at exactly the same rate. So occasionally the conveyor belt stops and they have to say how many bags are actually left in the X-ray scanner.
After 6 weeks, Gran says, people had become really good at things like remembering how many bags are in a scanner.
Pretty much every single test that people trained on, they got better on.
That was the good news.
When we then looked at how they performed on tests that weren't the exact test that they had performed on, even when they were quite similar, there was no difference between the group that had been surfing the internet for 6 weeks and the groups that had been brain training.
Their overall mental skills hadn't changed. Matthew Shapiro, a memory researcher at Mount Sinai Medical Center in New York, says he's not surprised.
You shouldn't expect that playing with the computer and doing computerized testing is going to produce an overnight magical transformation of your abilities so that if you've been forgetful for the last 2 years, that suddenly you'll be able to remember everything.
But Shapiro says the negative result may have been because people really didn't invest that much effort in training their brains.
I don't think any students who have to do well on a difficult exam could get by studying 10 minutes at a time every other day.
Shapiro says more intensive training might produce a different result. Elizabeth Zielinski from the University of Southern California once advised Nintendo on its brain training game. She says companies generally avoid making any claims that their product will raise your IQ. But she says that hasn't changed people's expectations.
People who are doing this training, they want to get smarter. They want to remember better.
Zielinski says there's no sure way to do that. So she says people who want to improve their minds should pick something really challenging and rewarding.
Personally, I'm learning how to play the piano. And I don't think learning how to play the piano is going to make me a better statistician. But it's one of these things that's enjoyable, it's interesting. I don't know if it's going to have any effect on my, you know, whether I get dementia or not, you know, in 30 years.
But Zielinski says at least she'll know how to play the piano. The new study was published online by the journal Nature. John Hamilton, NPR News.